Every year, a new crop of young men and women enlist in the armed forces with the promise to make the ultimate sacrifice and lay their lives on the line for our country. They endure things most civilians can't imagine and often come home with very real, very painful physical, mental, and emotional issues. One North Texas foundation is using martial arts to help those veterans heal. It's called the We Defy Foundation and was founded by Alan Shabaro, a retired U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret who's been practicing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for over 2 decades. And to date has helped hundreds of veterans get better through what he calls his favorite brand of meditation.
My whole military career I'd been involved in Jiu-Jitsu. So it was a natural progression to kind of build together the evolution of it, being able to take this sport and make it applicable to combat situations. So there's a lot of elasticity that's involved in jiu-jitsu that you can apply it in a bunch of different realms. And what we found is not only is it beneficial just for like self-defense uses, but when we actually started to utilize it as a method of understanding oneself. And it's a self-discovery almost. It's a dynamic form of meditation. That's the best way of putting it. So after I came off of Special Forces, I opened up my own school and realized that there was more to what I wanted to do, just didn't understand what it was. Then Joey Bozek comes in, and she's a triple amputee that came in looking for something for his daughter to start training in. So we had talked for a while, come to find out we were both from Fort Bragg, stationed in the same areas. And after him bringing his daughter in, started asking, well, you ever thought of doing it yourself? Now, I've been at this point coaching jiu-jitsu for probably about 16 years, but the thought process that I had trying to imagine a triple amputee doing jiu-jitsu, something that's very technical, I saw it as a real opportunity for a challenge. So I approached him on this, and I told him just very plainly, if you're willing to work with me, I'm willing to work with you. I've never done this before, but I think we can do this. And so it was a very slow process, gradual learning, but we were able to adapt. The techniques were transferable to his body type. We just had to figure out how. Within the year, he started losing a tremendous amount of weight. I think he had goals. So by the time he was competing against other able-bodied individuals, he had lost 38 pounds. His mental clarity had started coming back. There was a whole bunch of different health benefits that he had been feeling. And just his mental sanity was like really kind of, you saw almost like a clarity. And, you know, talking about that and all the benefits and how much he had been improved throughout this time frame, we decided to try to expand this so that others can realize the benefits of jiu-jitsu, the camaraderie, the bond, the brotherhood, the technical aspect, the physical aspect, along with the mental. All these things combined into one really separate you from the world that you're in a sense, because when you're getting armbarred, when you're getting choked, you don't think about your bills. You don't think about your problems. You don't think about your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever it might be. You're thinking about, how do I stop from getting choked? So having this in your mind, it's a method to be able to extract you from your day-to-day, whatever you're doing, and take you out of that to be able to kind of take a break, analyze, and, you know, assess where you're at. And then with a clear mind, re-engage your day. And this is something that's long-term, can be done for years. It's something that's definitely self-motivated. If you want to get better, if you want to have a better control, whether it be mental disabilities or physical disabilities, it has to start with the individual. And that is how we kind of generated this program, was if you want to get better, you have to work for it.
So how is the program structured?
The program itself, the way we have it set up, we have currently over 500 affiliated gyms nationwide. We've currently put over 600 athletes through the program. And the way the program works is we have affiliates nationwide that are able and willing to be part of the program. We vet them out. Then we have the athletes that apply and get an interview. There's certain minimum requirements that they have to make once we actually vet them out. Where the area that they're at, we try to pair them up with one of the schools. And if they feel comfortable there, we provide them with a six-month scholarship to train minimum 3 times a week with that location. If they continue and they find it to be beneficial and they want to continue that, we pay for another 6 months. Now, we do understand it's not for everybody. And we've had a lot of stories of people have started this, done it for 6 months, saying, you know what? This has helped me to a path that had me weightlifting or to Muay Thai kickboxing or to judo. So it was phenomenal because even though maybe jiu-jitsu didn't work for him, but it was the trigger point to I need to do something, which got him up and actually got him involved into something else.
So as athletes, when they're going through this program, dealing with either physical or mental issues from their experiences in combat, how do you keep them focused on that training that you were talking about, the movement, which you described as, you know, a self-discovery, a dynamic form of meditation? What do you say to them during those tough spots to keep them going?
It's usually after the roll. While you're rolling, there's you're so hyper-focused. And that's the beauty of it. It truly does take you into like another world. Because at that point, the true focus is literally somebody that's aggressively coming at you, keep in mind, in a controlled environment, but nevertheless an aggressor that you have to figure out a tactical way to get out of that situation. So the conversations usually happen after, usually before when they're apprehensive and never done it, but after it's trying to understand what you went through, because it is a very unique experience. You know, being crushed, you know, and then having the feeling of, you know, helplessness, and then your own identification, realizing how courageous you've been, sticking through that, not tapping, and then figuring out a way how to get out, and that surge of, you know, pride that, oh, I got out of this, you know, or your first submission, is usually that raises that endorphin levels enough to want more in another round, another day, another week, another month, another year. For me, it's lasted 26 years.
Now we're going to talk to Corrine Carlton, a military veteran who was looking for something to help her get through some very tough times. It's a journey that eventually led her to WeDefy.
My case is a little bit different. I was given a scholarship based on my combat experience in a barrack shooting. There was an altercation where my roommate was murdered and another soldier.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Can you talk about what you were struggling with when you're in the service and you're integrating back into civilian life? Because I can imagine that what you all experience is very unique, and some of the situations like what you just described are highly charged.
Yes. And so specifically for me, I will tell you, I tried so hard to save my roommate's life. Okay. So this is what it was for me, is that I think that I definitely felt so, what's the word, like inept, like completely, like I couldn't do anything because I couldn't save her life. And this just stayed with me for many years until I found WeDefy, or they found me. So in that respect, I think that's where, like, I just became a quitter. Like, something wouldn't work out, I would just quit. So I feel like that's how it affected me. Something didn't work out in my life, I just walked away.
And then you found WeDefy. Had you had any Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu training before you got in with this program?
I had about 10 classes. I was a stand-up fighter. I was a Muay Thai and a Taekwondo competitor. And we brought in some jiu-jitsu, and I took about 10 classes with that, maybe 10. And it wasn't a great fit for me, or at least I didn't think it was at that time. There were also some other situations with the coach, the owner and coach of that particular academy. And so true to form, I quit. I quit.
And then you found We Defy. Tell me how you found them and how you started to kind of ease into that program.
When I did reach out to We Defy, I had probably been homebound for almost 3 years. Hadn't left my house. Everything I had tried, it hadn't worked out because I just walked away, right? And so I was in therapy. I was definitely on the verge of killing myself. And my therapist said, maybe you should get involved in kickboxing again. And I said, I don't want to do that. I want to do something I've never done. And she suggested jiu-jitsu.
And then you started your training there. So tell me about your favorite aspects of the program and how you use what you learned there in your daily life and in coping with some of the struggles that you may face.
Okay, so there was a pivotal moment in my training. This is probably the heart of jiu-jitsu and the training for me. So I got hit very hard in the head many times with a pistol during this attack. And so I got hit in my parietal lobe, which affects mental rotation. You know how like you're doing a puzzle and you can look at a piece and say, if I turned it this way, it would fit here. I cannot do that anymore. So I actually have to pick it up and rotate it. About 8 months in, Alan, he was trying to show me how to do something. And I don't remember the move, but I do remember I said, I keep telling you that I can't do that because I have this injury on the right side of my brain. And he looked at me and he said, you keep telling me why you can't do something, and I keep trying to show you how you can. And the way that I have been applying this in my life recently, my son passed away this past summer. It was terrible. And so nobody saw it coming. It was very traumatic. And I am definitely using this program and everybody that's in it for strength. I show up. If I don't show up, they wonder where I am. I involve myself in being an ambassador. It's definitely given me some grounding going through this mourning process. It is the first time that I have ever felt connected with other vets, and I have been out since 1997.
On that note, what would you say to a fellow veteran who may be thinking exactly what you're thinking, I'm not connecting with other vets, and trying to deal with their issues on their own about why they should join We Defy?
Well, first, you have nothing to lose. It's a scholarship. You're not getting money to try to get into a program. We're trying to get you into the program. And so if someone feels like they don't connect, just give it a shot, because I definitely did not feel connected. You got to look for the similarities instead of what's separating you. I know now I am the only one that can improve my situation, and that starts with my mind. And so I had to stop looking at the differences.
A sentiment about the mind shared by millions of people worldwide who are working their way through trauma, and one the We Defy Foundation is helping instill in its veterans. We Defy is now in over 500 affiliate gyms, has given over 600 athlete scholarships, and raised $500,000 in 2021 alone. But founder Alan Shabaro says he's not stopping there and plans to take We Defy worldwide. Nicole Osei, WBAP News.